So, Brandy, thank you so much for joining us on Girl Take the Lead. I am so excited for this conversation about energy. So, I feel like it's been something I've always been interested in. And now I can kind of see from someone who's in that and an expert in that field, like things we can learn from that. So, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I was trying not to interrupt you because, you can't see me, but I'm all like, yay. So thank you.
Definitely. And why don't we start with you just kind of introducing yourself to the listeners so that they know a little bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So hello, listeners. My name is Brandy Mabra. I am the CEO of Savvy Clover Coaching and Consulting and a CEO coach for private practice owners. I'm also an energy leadership master practitioner. And so I'm excited about today's conversation with energy. My experience comes from the healthcare side of things, the business side of things. It's truly where I am able to show up. But in that, it's business management leadership. So I've managed a lot of teams. I've been in the corporate side, the small business side, the private practice side. And so it's just really, really great to be able to share my knowledge every day with the folks that I get to work with. I'm a full-time business owner and entrepreneur, and I love every single day of my life. And so I'm also too a burnout survivor, I say, and a mama of two boys. One of them is getting ready to ship off to college, and the other one is starting to drive. He calls my significant other's car his car, and he doesn't make the car payment or anything else, but that's his car. So if he sees me doing something wrong with his car, then he's very quick to correct me. So that's my life.
And I know in our conversation, we talked about transparency and authenticity and, the different ways that we lead. Maybe we can start there and then work our way with more energy to talk about
Yeah,
energy.
absolutely. Absolutely. I think when it comes to leadership, it's a very broad topic, right? And how we lead is different for everybody, or even their definition of leadership, and how we come from different backgrounds, different experiences, different ways of thinking. And so when we're talking about leadership or managing a team or even putting ourselves in different spaces where we now have to be in a place of influence, there's a lot of different things that can come up for us, whether if it's a mindset, if it's where we're now limiting beliefs or interpretations or assumptions or imposter syndrome. Like there's so many things that can get put into that at different stages of career, at different stages of life. I know even for me and all the many years that I've been in leadership, it was a journey. And so when I first started out, I wasn't confident. And I think I felt like I got tossed the job because there was no one else. I've been, some of my experience where I've been the youngest in the room, I've been the only Black woman in the room. I've had to really try to fit in different ways, and or felt like I needed to fit in when necessarily that might not have been the case. And so through it all, it's been a journey and just trying to make sure that I'm set up for the best success. But it's the mindset piece and it's the energy piece that's always been the magic for me. And when I learned it, it was like a game changer for me. And even with my practice or my business today and with the practice owners that I work with, it's a lot of it is just mindset and how we're viewing and our perceptions of the world that can allow for us to be really strong leaders or even hide as leaders too. So I love the conversation.
And I think you said something too to me about, we go in with our perceptions, our own perceptions about how we don't realize sometimes that we're viewing our leader through our own lens. And what else can we see about that, about our own perceptions there?
Yeah. Like I always like the money because I think that's like the best way when we think about our own perception. So if you have someone who's like a billionaire and you tell them like, oh, we just made $10,000 today, they were going to be like, oh, okay, great. They're a billionaire. If you tell somebody who is maybe six figures and less, like, oh, we made $10,000 today, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like that's amazing. And it's the exact the same amount of money. It's both $10,000, but that perception is going to be so different. So when we're thinking about ourselves from a leadership perspective, it's the exact same thing. Like we could have a certain situation to somebody else be like just amazing, and then to someone else it could be just like the worst thing ever. So we have to pay attention to how are we perceiving things, how are we filtering things. what experience are we experiencing things through? Because a lot of times this is where a lot of like our differences or our experiences or what we've gone through or our backgrounds can definitely start to play into how we lead or how we're perceiving how we're being led when it comes to, you know, just every day, whether if it's in your career, in your business, you know, we're at home, like all the things too, because we can definitely wear different types of leadership hats in different types of situations. So how we're perceiving it is definitely a powerful way. And then taking a minute to stop and ask the question, how am I perceiving this? Or why am I perceiving this way? You know, is there something that's filtering into this that maybe is deeper that I need to go through? And so that was my journey as I started to recognize there was a lot of things I was perceiving in my career because of just past experiences, you know, whether good or bad or indifferent or how I was raised and compared to, is it the truth? You know, so really, really identifying what is true about the situation. And what I love too is once you recognize like, how am I perceiving this and why am I perceiving it this way? Then that's where you get back your control because you can always control how you respond, right? You can control how you react. You can control different things that you can do for yourself in order to make you a stronger leader.
I like what you're saying there because it puts the responsibility kind of on ourselves and not be looking externally for that, you know, like the blame or the, you know, whatever is going on. What we're responsible for is how we react and how we see it. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. We always have control. We always have control. And it's really, it's our choice and it's our birthright to have control, you know? And so I know for me, I'm faith-based and I know that God has a plan for me and he's going to make sure I'm set up for success, but he always gives me the choice for what path I choose to go down or the actions that I choose to take or some of the things I decide to do or don't do. You know, that's the power that we have. And so because someone does something to you, whether if it's a partner, a spouse, a friend, a coworker, someone who is maybe reporting to you, you always have that choice on how do I want to respond to this? You know, what's my choice here? What path do I want to go down? And really owning that power is very powerful.
And then how does energy play into that?
So when it comes to energy leadership, it's all about you leading yourself, right? And paying attention to how am I perceiving this, right? And so there's two types of energy. There's anabolic energy that can feel very light and airy and very expansive. And then there's catabolic energy that can feel very heavy and very draining. And so when you hear that saying, oh, I feel like a weight's been lifted off of my shoulders, especially if you've gone through something that might be stressful or something that might be hard, it's true. You literally do have a weight that's being lifted off of you. And it's that energy that you feel. And I think the best way that you can explain it is if you walk into a room and you feel fine, you know, day's going great and everything. And then you come up to talk to somebody and they're having the worst day ever. And they tell you like, oh, you know, I spilled coffee on myself this morning and I got stuck in traffic. And, you know, me and my husband got into an argument and it's just awful. And then that energy, when you leave that conversation, how do you feel? Like you almost feel like, man, did I get into an argument with my husband? Did I spill coffee on myself? You know, like, was I in traffic this morning? You feel that way. And it's because of that energy. So it's energy is always interesting to me because it's something that you can't necessarily see, but you feel it and you feel it in so many different types of situations. And so what I love about the energy leadership is, again, it goes back to that decision of you can always decide what kind of mindset I'm going to have, what kind of way I'm going to respond to this. How am I going to perceive this when it comes to the situations that you're going through?
Yeah, because I think one of the things you're telling us too is that energy can be contagious.
Yes, like a cold and the flu.
Right. And I can remember early in my marriage, there would be like this back and forth with my husband about if he was in a bad mood, I couldn't be in a bad mood. And then if I got in the bad mood, because he's in a bad mood, he wouldn't be in the bad mood anymore. He was just like, and it seemed like there was almost a volleyball going on of energy between us. And how does it operate in teams? Because I can imagine in a team situation or a company even, right?
Absolutely.
That energy is contagious.
Yeah. And this is actually because there's a whole assessment behind it. And so there are teams who do this assessment. So that way you can see, like, how is my full team resonating when it comes to how they're perceiving situations? So there's two types of ways that we always respond. There's under stress, right? And then there's under normal conditions. So if you have a team that under when everything is flowing, everything is good, you know, everyone's showing up doing the normal day to day, then there's a certain energy that that team carries. Not saying that everyone on that team is productive and does a great job, but for the most part, that's just like status quo of your team. When you are under stress, so for example, everything that we went through maybe with the pandemic or everything that we went through, you know, with the recession and layoffs and what people are going through even currently now, when it comes to under stress, there's a different way that your team responds because how people respond under stress is a certain pattern. And so most times, most people respond when they're under stress is they go straight to like a victim mentality, right? And so with energy leadership, there's 7 levels to energy. The first level, which is that catabolic, that negative energy, is level 1, and level 1 is victim. So that means that you are feeling at the mercy of the situation. You're not taking that control that you truly have of how you perceive that situation, and you're deciding there's nothing I can do about it. You know, I have no control. You know, some folks, how they respond can be different. So if you have people in your team who don't know how to navigate that victim mindset, they can be in that victim mindset for years. They can be in it for minutes. They can be in it for seconds. They can be in it for months. They can be in it for a day. They can be in it for weeks. And so it's, as a leader, you have to identify, okay, how are people perceiving this situation? How am I communicating the situation, especially when it comes to transition? Now, when things are like status quo, most times people have their normal way if they show up. But for example, you do have people who might be just normal state. They're in that victim's mindset. So everything, they're at the mercy of everything, you know, and then you have other people who might be in a different type of leadership level. So for example, since there's 7, level 5 leadership is coming from a place of opportunity. So for level 5, when you're thinking about things from an opportunity, it's like, oh, okay, well, I know we're going through a transition right now. What's the opportunity here? How can we fix something? What's the solution to the problem compared to I'm just at the mercy of it, right? Mm-hmm. And so when your team is under just normal conditions, you usually see those folks who are, oh, you know, you talked about this in a meeting, and I think that there's a solution here. Maybe we can fix this, this, and this. And so it's really interesting once you start to dive into your team members individually and what their leadership levels are and how they resonate under normal conditions and then under stressful situations. And then your team collectively, how is your team responding under normal conditions and how are they responding, you know, under stress or during transition? So
is it that we kind of move up the ladder?
You do. Yes, you do.
And
yes,
we change do. Based mm-hmm. on things that happen in our life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you have somebody who is going through a really hard time at home and they're struggling, right? So when they're coming into work, then you might see more of that like catabolic energy, some of that really heavy weight, and it could show up as a victim. So I'm at the mercy of the situation because of everything I have going on at home. So I'm mad at work. Or it can come from a place of level 2 energy, which is conflict. Conflict is anger. You know, so they can feel conflicted. They can be mad at what's going on at home and actually take it out on everyone at work. Potentially, yeah. You could have folks who are having an amazing time at home, you know, everything's great and lovely, and then be a completely different person when they get at work because maybe a project's not going the way that they need to. Maybe they're stressed. And so then they can take some of that energy and they can take it home. But we always, like, just based on what we're going through, what's happening in our life and what's happening to us personally and professionally. And even though we try to say, oh, it's 2 separate people. No, it's really 1 person. So what's happening to you at home is going to impact your job and how you show up. And so it's for you to understand, though, how you perceive it is the magic. So mm-hmm. if you want to be in a victim state, you could be in that level 1 energy. And if you decide to come from a place of opportunity, whatever you're going through, then you can now instantly put yourself into that level 5 energy because you're perceiving that situation different. Uh-huh. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I think you're definitely telling us that there isn't just 1 energy and mm-hmm. that when we change and we have things that happen, I think we can also, like that example you were given giving about a person who was in a really bad mood and they're mm-hmm. kind of laying it on you, you can be observant enough not to take in that energy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And go, keep it. You get to keep your energy.
Keep the coffee on you.
Yeah, that's, I think that's what's so important to learn about this mm-hmm. is that we're not one fixed energy and your team isn't one fixed energy. And when you're leading people, to be able to, I think sometimes intuitives and sensitive people can pick up those energies really mm-hmm. easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then if you're smart as a leader and you know you got a person who's picking up the energy, be good to kind of check in with that person and ask mm-hmm. them, what do you think is going on? Like, is everybody kind of getting burned out? Or because it struck me when you were talking about a team I was on pre-COVID, and then COVID hit mm-hmm. and now post-COVID, right? And I was in a hospital setting, so a clinical setting,
yeah,
like you. And I remember things changed, like everybody wanted to help. And it was like, oh, you know, the energy just shifted from kind of status quo to emergency. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to pitch in and help. And that energy shift was really amazing to see.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting just because there's different motivators. And so for each type of energy, there's a different like trigger, you know, for what's going to put us into there. So it could be situational. It could be what's currently happening. It could be something that's happened from the past and you're bringing it into the present situation for how you're responding. And so it's definitely interesting to watch. It's always fun, like even with the clients that I work with, to see when they come to calls or even within our group, you know, who's showing up with different energies. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll shame actually the strength in their energy. So for example, as an entrepreneur, I'm a level 5, and that showed up in my career I was always going after the next promotion, you know? So for me, I ended up in the C-suite, right? And so when I got to the C-suite, I was like, oh, this is great and lovely, but I want something different. You know, why did I want something different? And so throughout my career, even though I have a very tenured career, a lot of amazing experience, part of it was I always wanted something new. And what's the opportunity? What can I learn? You know, what's the problem? I like problems. I like finding solutions to problems. And so a lot of the feedback that I got as a leader, well, you job hop, or you need to, you know, stay in a certain career for a longer period of time, or you need to be, you know, like, am I going to hire you? Then you're going to leave maybe like a year or two later. Like there was a lot of shame, but actually as an entrepreneur, that's my superpower. Right. And so one of the things too, even with level 5 energy, if you can come up with creative ideas, if you're able to really step into the opportunity of things, if you're a problem solver compared to just always bringing in the problem, then that is actually a really great skill set to have. Same thing, even with the victim mindset that we're talking about, there's actually on the other side of that, there's gold in that. Because if you are in a place where you're able to say, hey, I'm going through a hard time, then sometimes folks, the reason why they stay in it for such a long period of time is because people are like, oh, are you okay? How are you doing? You know, how's this? And so you have to be able to shift out of it for that level 2 conflict energy. The other side of it is you can be very productive in that with that energy. So for example, if you know that you're angry at a certain situation, or maybe someone doubted you, or you're in a place of like, I just really have to get this done because I want to get home by 5 o'clock and I'm mad, then you can get a lot done in that energy. So there's gold in every single energy and how we choose mm-hmm. to use that energy, and in what situation we choose to use it, it becomes really, really powerful. So
are there energies that you've seen to be kind of consistently present for women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, level 4. Level 4 is the caretaker. energy. So that is like where a lot of healthcare professionals, a lot of teachers, you know, our service people are all heavy with level four energy because we're fixers. That's level four. So I'm a 4-5 or a 5-4. So my second level of energy is, because there's like a profile that everyone gets with this assessment, but for level four, it's all about being compassionate, right? And so really thinking about others and making sure that everyone else is set up for success. On the other side of that though is burnout, right? And so if you are always thinking about the other person, and especially as a leader, and you want to make sure your team is good, you want to make sure that they have everything that they need, sometimes it's really easy to forget about yourself. Even as a mom, for me, my family, they're great. You know, oh, you want a new pair of shoes? Absolutely. Let me get you a new pair of shoes. Me, if I need a new pair of shoes, oh, I don't know if I should, do I deserve that new pair of shoes? Should I buy that new pair of shoes? I don't know. And so that's where some of that level four energy can definitely come into play. And that's where I find most of my clients, you know, because I work with mostly women. They have that level four energy. Healthcare definitely comes, that level four energy comes across. And so that's probably 4 or 5 is probably the, for the clientele that I work with, I can say.
So what about our younger generations? Do you see any common energies for our millennials and Gen Zers out there?
Yeah, that's a really good one because my son, so, you know, with this, it's 6 and 7. So 6 is visionary. And so with that particular level, it's all about being creative and really thinking outside the box. And I think because of even with social media, being able to see, you know, just what is like the possibility of different things. And so I think that the millennials definitely tap into that, even the way that some of the work culture has changed, where I'm not going to go into a job and burn myself out. I want more of a work-life balance. I want to be able to set myself up. I want to set my own pace. I want to, you know, definitely chart my own course. And that is all in that level 6 energy. Level 7 is where it is. The beautiful thing is that it's kind of where everything is what it is. It's, there's no problems. Everything's happening according to a plan. Everything has a purpose. The hard part about that energy is sometimes we can lose touch with things that actually really need to be done. But the combination of the two is actually really fun. And so if you are in a place of wanting to be a CEO, then I always say your powerhouse trio is your 4, 5, 6, and then you tap into 7 when you need to, in order to definitely move like an organization or organization forward, or even a business forward as well.
So how can people find out what energies they have?
Yeah. So there is, you can pay attention to, you know, definitely like going back to victim mindset. Am I at the mercy of this situation or am I in control of this situation? But level 2, am I, you know, mad? Am I feeling conflicted about this situation? You know, with level 3, it's more of a kind of everything happens for a reason. There's a purpose behind things. I'll be fine. It's okay. I got it. You know, those are level 3. For level 4, it's compassion. You know, am I caring for someone else? Level 5, it's all about opportunity. Level 6 is that creative energy. Am I being creative right now? Mm-hmm. And then level 7 is how am I just kind of like, oh, it's the world is just the world. And, you know, everything, like there's trees and money, but it doesn't really, nothing matters right now. And so that's how you can identify it for how you're viewing a situation. If you want to know more about this information, then there is definitely an assessment that you can take. So you could find any, you know, energy leadership master practitioner index. It's literally a whole assessment. So you'll get like your profile and what, how you resonate when you are under normal conditions, and then how you resonate under stress, and you get your numbers, and you can go through like what puts you in each different level. You know, for me, I'm able to give it to my clients, and then I've also taken it for myself. And like I said, it's been a game changer because I can always recognize like, oh, I could choose to be mad right now, but I'm not going to be mad right now. I'm going to choose to look at this a different way. So,
we've been having such a good conversation. Is there anything we missed that you'd like to share with leaders or with our listeners about energy?
Yeah, I would say control what you have control over, and remember, always, always, always remember that you are truly, truly in control, because you can decide how you want to respond. And then to definitely take a minute and stop. And if something is upsetting you, why am I being upset? You know, where is that coming from? Really digging into that. It's easy as a leader to just keep going and mask and not pay attention to why am I feeling this way, or just sweep things underneath the rug because the team needs you or your family needs you. So really taking a beat and stopping and asking the question, what do I need in this moment? And is there a different way that I can perceive this situation? Is there a different way I can respond to this situation? Because when you do that as a leader, it becomes very powerful for you. You'll have less burnout, less overwhelm. You'll be able to go home and sleep better. Everything else too. So I would say control what you have control over.
That's so great. So I guess the last question though could mm-hmm. be something like, what would you tell your younger 20 something?
I saw that question. Yeah. At the bottom. Yeah. I can definitely dive into that one. So what I would tell my younger 20 something self today is to stay the course, And so I know before we even got on, we were talking about spiritual animals. And so for me, mine is the elephant. And so for me, it's just staying the course and recognizing that everything that's happening to you right now is for you. And in my 20s, I was like, what is happening? I was later in my leadership career. I was trying to still figuring things out and why I wasn't happy in certain positions, why I was always wanting to go after more. And now to fast forward to where I'm at today as a full-time business owner and have been very successful in what I'm doing. Everything that was happening during that time was meant for me now. Mm-hmm. And so just recognizing that there's a plan for you. There is, a reason why you're going through what you're going through, there is a purpose to this, is definitely something I would tell my 20 something year old self. Wow. Relax, it's going to be okay.
So how can our listeners find you and how can they follow you?
Oh yeah, you can find me on Instagram. So I am at Brandy Mabra on Instagram. So BrandyMabra. That's my favorite place to hang out. I'm also too on LinkedIn if you want to find me over there. But my website is www.savvyclover.com. So great. That's where you can find me.
Great. Well, thanks again for joining us, Brandy.
You're welcome.
I think I just really feel like the energy is so good.
Yeah.
And so positive. And so I appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to talk this way. Like, I love it. I love energy leadership and I don't have the opportunity to talk about it too much. So just thank you. I'm just so grateful because it's really powerful. So appreciate you.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.